From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. Late last week, Alphabet, the parent company of Google, announced another set of solid earnings. Google's search and web advertising business is still by far the company's big moneymaker. And while the company's still getting a lot of revenue from that core business, there is a big challenge looming on the horizon. A future where we do a lot more talking to voice recognition software instead of looking directly at the web where Google sells its ads. Forrester's Julie Osk is here to talk. Hi, Julie. I know that smartphones and apps are still the way we get information. So how will companies make money when I'm talking to my device instead of looking at it?
So one of the first and very easy scenarios to imagine is that I can be talking to one of these virtual assistants in my home. I may say I want to order pizza for dinner. And why wouldn't a Google or similar auction off that request to one or more brands?
How close are we to this world?
I'll give you a story. I was out with one of my clients on Tuesday, and he predicted that we are going to see a commercial during the Super Bowl in 2 weeks that will activate the voice assistant in my home to deliver some kind of a branded message to me or a coupon. There'll be some kind of a marketing play.
Amazon might be winning the voice recognition user base battle with its Echo product, right? But is Google losing?
So while Amazon can say, we've got 18 million devices in consumer homes, Google dominates the global market for smartphones, which is still the number one device that we all have. So while Amazon knows a lot about what I purchase or what I want to purchase, and then they know some things about the TV I watch or the music I listen to, Google knows a lot about my day-to-day life. So each of them really has their strengths and weaknesses. So it's really too early to call a winner, in my opinion.
Julie Osk is an analyst at Forrester. Julie, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ben, for having me.
President Donald Trump's executive order banning people traveling from 7 mostly Muslim countries is aimed at preventing terrorist attacks. But tens of thousands of immigrants who have not carried out any attacks are already incarcerated both in the U.S. and the U.K. Many of them are in legal battles to avoid deportation after traveling from other countries to claim asylum. Many detainees don't know when or whether they will get a hearing, and their plight isn't very visible. Darren Emerson, a virtual reality filmmaker and co-founder of the company VR City, wants to change that. He has made a virtual reality film called Indefinite about the experience of immigrant detention in the UK. It features voices like this one.
My name is Abdul Al-Bashir. I am from Sudan. I came to this country to seek safety. I came as a refugee and I claim asylum.
Voices like Abdul's have been folded into Indefinite, along with footage of a former prison facility and more abstract visual elements. Darren, thanks for talking. You're kind of mixing truth with a lot of visual creative license here, right?
Well, everybody that you hear in the film has been in detention. And most of the people that we interviewed were victims of torture, looking for an escape in the UK, only to be taken and treated as criminals. And I think part of the aim of the film was to create a documentary that really spoke to people and told them about these places that are hidden and said, this is happening on your doorstep. But then because obviously virtual reality is really more creating a world in which the story can be told. So in that sense, we did use more creative license.
There's one scene in the film with the viewer, I guess, is sort of standing in this large room. And you're hearing one of these folks who's had these experiences describe their experience, and all of a sudden the ceiling turns into water. Mm. Can you talk a little bit about that scene and how you decided to represent the audio description in that visual way?
That part of the film, we're talking to a person called R, and he was in Harmansworth Detention Center, and we went to visit him. He says that if you strip away your access to friends, to family, to society, and just lock people up, then you kind of really strip away what is the essence of a person. One of the major themes of the film was about loss of identity. And I wanted people to feel the suffocating weight of frustration and despair that this guy had. One of the advantages of using quite creative imagery is that people can take different stuff from it.
Do you think that virtual reality is a platform that does that on a level that a lot of other platforms or mediums, I guess you could say, don't?
Virtuality has, as a medium, has qualities that other mediums don't have. So really that's about immersion. It's about intimacy. It's about agency within there and interactivity and intensity as well. And within that experience, I think there is a genuine sort of exchange between the audience and the subject matter.
If you could choose a target audience, who would it be?
I think it would be the working class of this country who feel disenfranchised and are being told that they should blame immigration. I generally feel that there needs to be more compassion and understanding.
Darren Emerson, he is the co-founder of VR City, also the filmmaker behind Indefinite, a VR film that follows the stories of immigrants who are indefinitely detained in the UK. Darren, thank you very much.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
And tomorrow, Apple will release its latest earnings report. The company is still making a ton of cash from sales of its iPhone, but it might not forever. So a little glimpse at the possible Apple product future from the old patent filing department. The company has filed a patent published last week for a vaporizer. If you think nicotine or marijuana, you might be on the right track. Or maybe the medical field? Febreze? It may never come to be, but if it does, vape different could work as a tagline. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech. This is APM.